Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Audaciously Wild podcast. I am your host, Andra Williams. In today's episode, we are exploring the struggles around labeling and calling and also seeing yourself as an expert within the marketplace. All of the ins and outs of your expertise, truly stepping into your gifting. And some things that most people will not mention about, you know, just stepping into your expertise, calling yourself an expert, and also seeing yourself that way. Now, if this is your first time tuning into the Audaciously Wild podcast, we are so excited to have you here. Go ahead and check the show notes below to gain access to a few of our free resources. And if you are a returning listener, hey girl, hey, I'm so excited to have you back on the Audaciously Wild podcast. So, as I mentioned, within this week's episode, it is all about should you call, should you label, should you see yourself as an expert? Because after all, there are tons of experts within the online space who are offering similar solutions. So how could it be that one could call themselves an expert when there are tons of solutions to get to the same outcome, right? And these were the thoughts that flooded my program when I first started my mentor program for Christian women. When they were deciding to step into their expertise, they will say, how does one showcase their expertise? How do I build my confidence within my abilities to call myself an expert when there are so many things that I am still navigating through and I have yet to arrive? I have yet to make it to that point. And as I know from just speaking and coaching hundreds of women is that one thing is that some people feel as if they're a fraud, right? Labeling themselves as an expert and they themselves are still navigating through the ups and the downs and the challenges and the mindset spirals and all the things that come along with entrepreneurship. So how could it be that I am now an expert when I have yet to arrive? And the thing is that most people will not mention that it is intimidating to call yourself an expert, right? And so as I mentioned, is that I want to address the fears of labeling yourself as an expert so that way you can build up your confidence within your gift. And if you are uncomfortable with labeling yourself as an expert, you could also be going through the same things that my clients were processing through when they came inside the program and they were saying all these things to themselves. You may also be in that same scenario where you're saying to yourself, how can I label myself as an expert when I have difficulty selling my offers, filling in my offers, my group coaching program? You know, God forbid if someone see you selling your coaching program and it's not filled up, right? As a coach or as an expert and you're selling your services. I remember I used to be really embarrassed around this time when I was selling my services and I would see, like, I was like, okay, people know that I'm launching, but I haven't filled the spot yet because, you know, sometimes we'll show on social media, like one spot filled or whatever that would look like for you. And so I was nervous and you may be also nervous too. Like I have difficulty selling my offers and filling in my group coaching programs, or maybe you're saying to yourself, how could I call myself an expert when I'm still relatively new to the online space, even though you have the expertise perhaps within a different sector. Maybe this is within corporate, or you were a service provider, you were a consultant, or you were creative. And so now, or even just within ministry, right? And so now you're stepping into this new space as a coach and you struggle with seeing yourself as an expert. Or you may be saying to yourself that, okay, I haven't hit the six figures within 12 mark. You know, that's such a glamorous number within the online space. About hitting six figures and, you know, and also within 12 months, because truth be said that it takes a while to create consistent revenue within your business. And so if you haven't hit it, God forbid you call yourself an expert, right? And I know another thing is that I see within the online space, a lot of people, they'll say, check their receipts to prove that they're expert, check their results to prove that they're expert. And you still are struggling to sell your offers. In addition to that, barely having reviews. Right? And you feel so weird labeling yourself as an expert because the only thing that is in demand within your business is the business expenses, the operational expenses that come around every single month, right? That is the one thing that is consistent. For you to know you have to pay for Canva, for your website and all your other business expenses. And so I just want to tell you, first of all, is that I get it. I was you, I know how it feels to say yes to the call of God, but yet at the same time still feel so deeply unqualified to do the thing that God has called for you to do. And even though sometimes I feel like a lot of Christian women, we have the educational background, we have the expertise, but it's so hard to kind of see results within your business. And as I said earlier, is that we oftentimes feel like a fraud, right? We don't want to truly step into that because it's like, how can I even label myself and to see myself as an expert when I am struggling to sell the offers that I was called to create, okay? And so it has to come to a point in your life where we just say girl bye, okay? Girl bye to these thoughts. Because number one, here is what I want for you to know is that the fear of judgment will get you out of position. As I said earlier, is that I had so much fear around people knowing that I was launching, but yet I didn't sign 10, 20 clients inside my program. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, what would they say about me? Would they think that I'm an expert still? Maybe this, maybe that. And I was so nervous. I was so nervous that they would think something less of me because here I am a coach and I'm still struggling to sell my own offers. How could that be? Like that seems like an oxymoron statement for some to be a business coach, but yet you still struggle to make money in your business. But truth be said, some of the times it's a hit or miss, right? And most coaches won't tell you that. That's what I mentioned earlier. Most coaches would not tell you that it is a hit or miss and that behind the scenes, we are pivoting the strategy. So if you see a lot of coaches like all the time, they're creating these offers and every single time it's launching, there is a strategy that you did not see. Now, it may be that this person that they're really good at sales, right? It may be a time that this person had to pivot the strategy behind the scenes. And I believe that sometimes when we do not know that, we oftentimes think that everything is so easy and everything is so effortless for other people, but yet we struggle. Right. And so I remember I had a conversation with the Lord and I was saying to the Lord, I was like, everything looks so easy for, you know, this one particular creator within just within the secular spaces. Like I was really drawn to her branding. And I said, everything just looks so easy with her brand. Like she just makes money. And so when I signed up inside of her program, because I was really intrigued and someone asked a question about, you know, sales and things of that nature. And one of the things that was really shocking was how much she pivoted the strategy. Like it was like she said, well, if this don't work, do this, do this, do this. But me looking at it from the outside in, I was thinking to myself, like, wow, this lady, she's killing it. Like, and even though she was killing it within her business and sales, it was that she was pivoting the strategy and restructuring things behind the scenes in order for it to create the type of results that she was looking for. And so some of the times is that we have this fear of judgment that makes us get out of position without us even knowing what is actually taking place within someone else's business or the person that you're comparing yourself to. Because when we are in this fear of judgment, it's oftentimes we are comparing ourselves, or maybe we have this fear of like, you know, I don't want people to know this about me, right? And so what if my business isn't as aesthetic as others? What would they judge me? And all of these things, right? They will get you out of position. And something that I tell myself all the time is that you are allowed to be a work in progress while still operating in your anointing and your calling. Sometimes it's that we do not create the space around these two things for both of them to operate as truth. We always hold space for one thing within our business or one thing within our life. And so I had to start to create the space to hold two truths at the same time. Like, yes, I'm still a work in progress. So there may be parts of my business that may still be messy, and that's okay. But it doesn't negate the fact that God is still using me. And God is still calling me for this particular assignment, right? And so I want for you to know that you are still allowed to walk while still practicing. What does that look like? You are still allowed to walk out whatever it is that you're going through within your business, to walk out all of the mindset blocks and to walk out all the things that you feel like disqualify you while still leading a movement and stepping into your expertise. Again, like creating the space for these two things to exist, because we only create the space for one thing to exist. But when we truly start to step into our expertise, it doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect. It means that I'm giving in less. And I'm creating the space for two things to exist. So even if someone sees me launching and I haven't signed all the clients, it doesn't mean that I still can't step into my expertise. If someone sees my brand and it's not as aesthetic, that doesn't mean that I'm still not an expert, because I do not have the aesthetic of what someone else may think that you should have. Or because you haven't hit a huge, you know, financial milestone within your business as being a millionaire, doesn't negate the fact that you are still called to be the leader and to operate within the online space, right? So once we start holding space for those two truths, is then we start to say, okay, I can do this. I can still be a work in progress, and I can still create the space for God to work on me, to use me, while at the same time still practicing what this looks like. Because if you don't practice, like, every season of entrepreneurship is going to look different for you. So you have to still practice, what does this look like, right? Your season of when you first started your business and you're stepping into your expertise will look so different from when you are growing your business, from when you are scaling your business, and when you are stepping into greater dimensions. All of these thought processes and how you see yourself, they're all going to shift, right? So nothing stays the same, but everything gets to work for you, but nothing stays the same. Okay. So how can you start to embrace this reality and this mindset reframe whenever the thoughts of you not being enough comes up? I always have a mindset reframe on deck. Okay. Like, if you know me, I'm always doing some journal prompts because that is truly the thing that helped me, was to process through this, like process through what I'm feeling and what I'm going through within my business. So that way I can still stay in position at the end of the day. Okay. So the second thing is, I want for you to change the verbiage of the word expert. Instead of calling yourself an expert, you can also say, I specialize in, right? Labeling yourself as an expert or seeing yourself as an expert, it may send you into a shock, right? We like, okay, I don't have this and I don't have that, and now you're in a shock. But you can change what you call yourself. Listen, one thing that I know within this online space is that we oftentimes think that everyone is looking at us, like, and there is times where people are looking at you, right? But no one is keeping tabs on you enough that if you wanted to say, instead of calling yourself an expert and say, I specialize in this, no one is going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Julie changed her day, right? Like, no one is going to say that. And I believe oftentimes is that, you know, not wanting to call yourself an expert is really the imposter syndrome. And so what I did, you know, is that I was like, hey, if this sends me into a frenzy, I need to have, as I mentioned earlier, I need to have another mindset reframe. I need to have another word that I can pull out that I can now replace that with. And so I know that God is such a God of creativity. So you get to have fun in your business. You get to explore other options for what you want to call yourself. And that's the cool thing about being a business owner, because it doesn't have to look the same. I always tell my clients this inside of my programming, is that it doesn't need to look the same. What I do doesn't need to look like what you're doing, and what you're doing doesn't need to look like what someone else is doing. And that's the beautiful part about God's creativity, is that God is so creative. If you were to allow God to be creative, you don't have to go by this standard, you know, traditionalism and calling yourself this expert or this leader if that doesn't fit what you want. I had a conversation with someone inside of my mentorship program, and we're talking about the word CEO and talking about the word founder. And that was something that she was struggling with, because she was like, hey, I see myself more as a founder versus a CEO. And the CEO seems very masculine for me. And I was like, hey, you know, you get to call yourself, if you want to call yourself a founder, if you want to call yourself a CEO, like, you get to pick which one you want, right? It's not that you have to follow the same traditional approach within your business. And I believe that the audacious woman is that she is leading the way, and that she's innovating titles, and that she's choosing a title that she feels that best represents her, and that she can truly see herself in and that she can truly honor. So you get to do that. If you know me, a lot of people are like, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to call yourself an expert for people to see you as an expert. But one of the things I always say is that I get to do this, okay? I get to call myself whatever I want to. Oh, that had a little sass to it, okay? I get to call myself whatever I want to call myself, and that gets to be okay. And I have to give myself permission, right? I have to give myself permission that if none of these titles and none of these words fit me, I get to change up my verbiage on how I want to address myself. And within the online space is that, again, it's a lot of people who are paving the way and creating new standards and creating new rules. It's like, why can't you allow that same, you know, innovativeness be found within your business? Okay. So even if an expert doesn't feel like you, you get to change the title and say whatever it is that you would like to call yourself. And if right now it doesn't feel good, say I specialize in, right? A couple of podcast episodes about this is that I'm talking about no longer labeling yourself as a generalist and the same that you specialize in something. Listen, I still say that I specialize. I still specialize in a certain area within my niche, and I have, you know, what one may say, I have hit certain milestones, but I still use the word, you know, specialized, like I a specialist, like I still use that word. But you get my point, is that I want for you to feel like this is effortless, that you get to be that leader. And I think that, you know, leading a movement also time means breaking the mold. And I just love that we get to do that as audacious women, that we don't have to do everything the same, and that we get to create the space to be this woman that is truly flowing in God's creativity and calling ourselves whatever it is that God wants for us to be known as, right? The last thing is that you have to let go of instant results, let go of unrealistic expectations in business, and start creating the space. We're going to talk a lot about spaciousness within this whole entire podcast, but starting to create the space for you to grow into your role. Sometimes is that within the online space, again, as I led in with that example about that one particular coach, is that she was only showing the end goal, but she didn't show all of the ups and downs. And that's totally fine because she has that right to not show any of those things. But within entrepreneurial space in a marketplace is that sometimes we only show the end goal, but I know that within entrepreneurial space or within entrepreneurship is that there's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of hills and valleys, and that there's multiple steps and multiple pivots that someone will have to go through in order to create the results. And I know many of you guys want to lead that movement because, you know, you like, I want to have this result and I want to have that result. And the thing is that you have to let go of thinking that everything's going to happen instantaneously. And I feel like that's the type of shift, you know, is that like, maybe it's not that you're going to instantaneously see yourself as an expert, or maybe it's not going to instantaneously happen to where, you know, you can let go of certain things and mindset things within your business. But I believe, as I said, allowing yourself to grow into your role and letting yourself be patient enough to continue to refine and to customize your services and your expertise so that it can be profitable, right? Is that sometimes we feel as if time is our enemy, but time is really like that guiding piece that we need because we're rushing all the time to get to this end goal, but we really need more time. You have to give yourself more time. And as I said, is that, you know, my first launch was crazy. And your first launch in your business is probably just as crazy, but the next will be better, right? Give yourself time to grow and to fail. Give yourself time to grow into your leadership role and also your expertise. Give yourself time to fail and to get back up and to walk within this particular space that the Lord has called you in and walk into your highest months. Some of us think that our highest months happen within when we are also in our high season. But I know that many of my highest month within business happened when I was in my lowest season, and I created the best results. I created the best program when I was in a situation where I let myself fail and I let myself grow into this role. And sometimes if you are someone like me, it kind of feels hard to say, hey, I'm gonna let myself fail at this so that I can get better, right? And I had to let myself, like, okay, Andra, you can't be in control of everything. But you have to give, you have to save room for growth. Because if you're so perfect at this and you're winning at this all the time, is that you're not saving space to grow into this. So as I mentioned earlier, is that saving space and giving yourself the opportunity to change the verbiage around calling yourself an expert, that is like, hey, I need to grow into that role. Doesn't mean that I'm not an expert. I just need to grow into it, right? And so I know is that some of the times is that when we want something to be instant and it's not instant, what we'll start to do is that we'll start to pivot prematurely. And we don't want to go through that process of, you know, seeing ourselves as an expert and purging ourselves from all the insecurities and the timid and all the things that's stopping us from truly stepping and honoring that season that God has called us in. And so what I had to do is that I had to really slow myself down, because when we are in this season is that we want to speed up so fast because we don't see ourselves as an expert. So we want to pivot and go over to this industry and this niche and this niche, thinking that just because I don't see myself as an expert over here, that if I were to move over to this particular space, that now I will see myself as an expert. But that's truly not the case. So when we pivot prematurely and we don't give ourselves the space to truly grow in that role and to fail at certain things, we really uproot ourselves from the sovereign plan of God and what God is trying to do within our business. And anytime that we go through this season of where there is a pivot, you know, that the Lord has to reset the earth. When we think of like Noah, you know, is that God pivoted and shifted the whole entire world by wiping out mankind. And so here it is that God made this huge pivot. And then here comes Noah, where he had to, you know, basically reset the earth. And that was a whole process, right? And so the same happens for you, is that just because you are nervous to call yourself an expert doesn't mean that you need to pick up everything and to pivot prematurely. It means that you need to wait it out and to see exactly what God is calling for you to do. It goes back to my first point about getting out of position, right? So let me ask you this question. What judgments and fear do you need to let go of that will move you out of position, that's standing in the way of you confidently seeing yourself as this leader? What do you need to let go of, right? Because our goal here within the Audaciously Wild movement is that we want to meet you in your middle. We want to meet you in your mission. And we don't want for you to navigate this space alone, because it can be hard. And it is hard sometimes navigating entrepreneurship by yourself in the marketplace, going through warfare and going through all these unknown steps. And, you know, you're trying to figure out all these things alone. And it could be hard, but that's why we created the Audaciously Wild Conference and Training, because we want to meet you in your middle. We want to meet you in a space of where, you know, we can take all the things that you're going through silently and maybe some things that you have said to others, and we want to meet you there and to show you how to walk into this space of where we know that God has called you to be at, right? And so this conference is going to take place June 26th through June 27th. 2026 in Los Angeles, California. The tickets are now on sale, and you can go ahead and check the show notes below so that way you can access your ticket. This is a two-day conference and training for Christian women entrepreneurs to learn how to make $100,000 within their business and to boldly step into the marketplace by embracing their audacious identity, power, and authority. You guys, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see you there, because I know it is going to be so impactful, and you're going to leave with so much value, not just from me, but from also the other speakers, the panelists, the teachers, the ministers, and also the powerful other attendees that will be in the room. And so as I mentioned, I want for you to go ahead and check the show notes below and gain access to our free resources in addition to securing your spot at the Audaciously Wild Conference. All right, you guys, I am so excited to chat with you in our next episode. I'll talk to you soon.